best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday.
9 to 12 p.m.
It is a great morning. Overcast, of course. But yes, we did. I did tweet about this, I think. Yes, I did, actually. When in your barely Wednesday, ne? Maybe for the last time, okay, before spring. I hope you are ready for it, or you're prepared at least. Now, you know me, like to read a bit. There's a study that just revealed that the expectation that man should have a high sexual desire has led them doubting themselves when the desire is not there. Therefore, this is negating that they are emotional beings, reducing them to robots. What else are we wrong about when it comes to man's sexual desire? Because if you think about it, there are a lot of sexual stereotypes only for men. There are stereotypes, yes, in general, but there are stereotypes only for men. Like, he's always in the mood. That is a stereotype. However, research now shows that a man's sexual desire is not as simple as we've been made to believe. So there are things that we are getting wrong. And for starters, is the sexual desire. In the next hour, I want us to talk about, while we're reflecting on this, I want us to talk about, does he have the words to turn down sex without hurting her feelings? Or the partner's feelings? And I can bet you right now he doesn't. The partner ends up feeling neglected. But for this hour, what else are we wrong about when it comes to man's sexual desire? Welcome, my Edwin. Hello, Ed. I don't know the thing about women, right? They feel the best way to apologize is to just, you know, get in and woman on top, unprovoked, without saying the words, I'm sorry. It is unfair. It is unacceptable, he says. Meaning the emotions block everything. So he's an emotional being too. A lot of people, or should I say society, seems to be under the impression that a man's sexuality or desire is as simple as that. They say men have a high sexual desire, they are always in the mood for sex, and that the connection is not as important to them. These are some of the stereotypes. However, research and more research is coming out saying that men are actually frustrated by these stereotypes because they feel it is insulting to be talked about like they don't have feelings, or that they're just sex-crazed creatures. According to men, the expectation that they should have a high sexual desire has led to them doubting themselves when the desire is not there. They feel if they turn down sex, it might disappoint their partner or hurt them, which takes longer for them to recover from. They also want to feel close and connected before they could engage. So, even if men are feeling in the mood, they still might not want to be sexually intimate. If they feel a fight is unresolved, or if they are frustrated with their partner, simple thing like, I'm sorry, those words didn't come out. That's a blockage right there. Man's sexual desire has been proven is not as simple as we've been made to believe. Hence, hashtag men are not sex robots. What else is society wrong about? What else is the stereotype that you're still holding? And as I'm talking to you about this, you're like, T, you're right. I observe this in my relationship as a partner to him. Hashtag men are not sex robots. Oh, man. It's a beautiful conversation, this. Men, don't let me down. Okay? I need those voice notes. Keep them coming. Tell me what else we are wrong about. Terms of stereotypes when it comes to your sexual desire.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Rashida via my Facebook page says, through the years, T, I have learned to respect that when he says he's not in the mood, he's not in the mood. And I respect that. Yeah? And ladies on the Best Tea Facebook page, they're like, listen, today I want to take notes. There's a thing or two to learn here. Okay? And like I'm saying, brothers, bring it on, man. Bring it on. Because you've been saying I must bring this topic on. Shubigazi says, welcome Team Kulu, Khrudbom, Asbong. Are, I honestly thought, and I still think, that men are always horny. I apologize. That's my lack of knowledge.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on the untruths about man's sexual desire. Number one, that men are always in the mood. Men are not always in the mood. Especially if they feel they have unresolved issues with their partner. Or if they are just tired from adulting or from just tired from life. So like women, men are also able to turn down sex just because they're just not in the mood. Two, the untruth about men's sexual desire is that men want more sex than women. This is a misconception because it says men have a higher sex drive than women. But it is not really true. Just like women, men are also able to turn down sex, not be in the mood for it, like I said earlier on. Only the difference here is society does not expect him to turn down sex. So even when he's not in the mood, he ends up engaging, which then leana haitus because it perpetuates the wrong notion that society has about men's sexual desire. And now he's under pressure. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on the untruths about men's sexual desire. Men don't want physical experience. They don't want, they have no emotions or intimacy. Sex is just sex. It's physical. That's wrong. We have established that by now, that men, just like women, crave physical intimacy and most importantly, emotional connection during sex. So this perception that society has about men just wanting to get the business of the day done and move on, it is not true. Men actually are big teddy bears. Men are not sex robots. That's the conversation we're having today. And I can tell you now, my brothers, you are letting me down. You always talk about this, yeah. Hey, hey, basadi this, hey, hey, but Kenya pressure. Today I'm like, yeah. No voice notes coming through. No. What are the other misconceptions? You tell me. Huh? You tell me. Hold on. Grand. What else has society put as pressure on men regarding sexual desire? And by the way, do you know how to turn down sex as a man without harming your relationship? Do you have the words or you just pretend all over it?
Prati, the first teaspoon is talking to me directly. I want to spot on, directly on me. I want to mention all that. I'm talking to you, Tap.
All right, Tap, let me repeat for those who didn't hear it. These are the untruths about men's sexual desire. The first teaspoon is, the untruth is men are always in the mood. They are not always in the mood. Especially if they have and they feel there are unresolved issues with their partner. You can't then jump into bed on some baby. Say sorry first. How? Does he have the words to turn down sex without harming the relationship?
The whole issue about sexual desire for men. Understand something, ladies. Us as guys sometimes, or rather, us as guys get to a certain level at some point where we prioritize other things. There are things like studying, there are things like career, there are other things that we may decide we want to focus on. And once we decide to focus that energy, or some, our energy is there, we may let go, if you want to call it that, of the energy that we had for, you know, sexual desires and such things. So, yeah, sometimes just has to be accepted that he's focusing on the more important stuff.
I can't wait for Andy to come in and answer to this. Cosmopolitan writes a beautiful article about men's sexual desire. And they speak to a doctor, a PhD, a sex therapist, who wrote a book called She Comes First. And in the book, she makes an observation that men derive their sexual esteem from their careers and financial security. I mean, if 1 + 1 = 2, mushape akira bona o timme mushape ka iwalat, right baby ka bona, all right, 2.5 ki iwa.
Good morning, Tibos. This is Semi from Polokwane. Your topic today, do the men have the right way to turn down sex without jeopardizing the relationship?
Yeah.
Why should we have the right weights?
Yes.
Isn't it our body? We've got autonomy of our body.
Thank you.
And if the relationship is going to be jeopardized, let it be. It wasn't meant to be in the first place.
Yes.
We should, you shouldn't be asking this thing, because if it was applied to women, you'd be talking different things about toxic masculinity and patriarchy.
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have sex, you don't want to.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam. He is no robot. He's as emotional as you. Mm-hmm. JJ, you've said it even yesterday that you are the first to say no. Mm-hmm. But when he says no, how does that land?
She laughs.
Where did you get it? Why no?
Huh? Yeah.
Why no? Why no?
That's how
Why?
You respond.
Are you saying, satisfied?
Yeah. And Kimang.
Kimang. Who satisfied you? Why? How are you saying no to this?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, how?
But you can say no.
Yeah, I can say no. I'm tired. I've got a migraine. I'm on my P's. It's that time of the month. I've got many reasons why I can say no. But you shouldn't have a reason for me to say no. And that's really unfair if we look, if we unpack it,
that's
honestly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really unfair, you know? And the no is never, you know, with reason such. It's always a no, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It's expected that
you're
a man.
Do you feel he has the words? Excuse me, I'll have to go there, but do you feel like he has the words to put it to you, or he will just act it out?
Act it out. Ach, men are, well, the men I've been with, if I should say that, are not so vocal.
Yeah.
And obviously, in my family household as well, my dad, my brother, they're not communicators as such.
Yeah, yeah.
They're more of people that just use their actions.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
I give out by turning around and giving you the back and sleeping and facing the other way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So obviously you're leaving it to my own judgment.
You are new to cohabiting, Makhadeba.
I'm not Koti.
Kirinako.
Why do you have to go to the cohabiting thing?
But you are.
Uncle T, you know, when you know, you take my laundry, Uncle T, and you put it out.
As a laundry. Cohabiting laundry? Never. Yeah, that's a laundry. A good choice.
Yes.
Umama uyazi.
Uh-huh.
Well, daddy doesn't know, but mama knows.
My laundry. Anyway. I mean, men are not robots. Yes, men are human. Yes. Do you take offense when a man says no? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should you
the
take
rejection
offense?
Rejection is not nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It goes to the rejection part. But should you take offense? No. If you don't want to be a toxic person, you will not take offense.
Mm-hmm.
And you will... you will not internalize it or feel like, oh, it's directed at me, because people have things that they're going through.
That's
so
right.
It's not always about you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, JJ, not everything in the world is about you.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
How quickly that turned. Okay.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a conversation we need to have, that men should be allowed to say no, and they shouldn't have to say why they are saying no.
Why are you saying allowed?
They
as
should.
As if you
be.
Have the power. Yeah. Why are you saying aloud?
No, I think from both
as
ends.
As if I have the power.
Yes, as if they should ask for permission from you. You just said aloud.
Good.
Toxic feminist. That one.
Hey, yeah. Uncle T, I'm trying to help men here.
Really? We need your help. You see how it turned?
Uncle T, no. I'm not a, what's it? Toxic femininity.
So there shouldn't be reasons. I mean, it's a relationship.
You just listed a whole laundry list of reasons. And you said he should know those are the reasons.
But
why shouldn't you also know that he's got reasons?
I'm welcome to that. You know, this is all like in the past.
But
how
you
thought.
Are insisting that he must put it in words.
Yes.
He should communicate the reason. Why? Why is it a no?
Why should?
Because we're in a
like
relationship.
You said,
communication is important. You can also say, not now, I'm feeling tired. How about propose another time? That's also a good thing. Propose another time. How about after lunch?
Or
how
what if
about
I don't want to say anything? What if I just want to say not now? And I just want you to take it as it is, because I'm also internalizing what I'm dealing with.
That's right.
That's bad communication. Breaks relationships.
All right. apparently, here's our relationship guru giving us advice.
Cindy Uring.
Is there a time where they say they're not in the mood? I don't recall. I've never met right men in my life. I would love to meet a man who says he's not in the mood. Because the ones that I've been with, they're always in the mood.
As far as it seemed, Anon?
Yeah, Prati. I think misconception in Karichuseha, if re communicator with our sex partners or our partners about our sex drive, you see, or our performances. If we ask again, Uguti, how does my sex drive affect our relationship or connection? That's where we are going to understand, Uguti, where does this misconception comes from? Because there's lack of communication there. There's lack of understanding.
I think it starts with asking, what's the stereotype that you've always held about me as a man? That's you asking your partner. And chances are your partner will say that you're always ready. And you say, no. And then the conversation, that's where it starts, right? And it can even go on to say, these are the things, or this is when, especially let's say mid-month, mampara week, auna chele dauna nix, auna stress. A few things are just not going well. And your partner on the other side, and as nature would have it, they are in the mood for anything. And when all you want to do, say, for instance, is to sleep or just watch TV so that you can just get some breeze into your head because you're stressing. And that's how the conversation starts. And you start painting those pictures. Like what JJ and Nosipu were saying, that, you know, what are the words that you need to use, especially if you don't have them? Because I can tell you now, already on my timeline, I see men says, wahana, they're going to get punished for hana hai one for the rest of the month. As if you saying no in that one day meant the whole week or the whole month. So use your words, yes. Which words? Do we find safe words? Do we empower me? Empower me then. What words should I say so as one, you don't feel rejected. Two, you also acknowledge that I'm not in a good space. That's how it starts a conversation, isn't it? I'll take a call on that. Last sip is coming up. Gutwa. I see me Bible. I say cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I get Bible. So you get Bible. Ewe.
I see him. He's sex therapist. No palum cool. Ian Kern. What he get? Men derive sexual self-esteem from their careers and financial security. Therefore, close quote, by the way, ne? After security, close quote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Therefore, you understand it, therefore. Kushukut, therefore. Isho jalo, yeah. When he is down, give him money. There's women too know that money is a turn on.
Hey.
Umuti iwa.
It's your name.
Umuti iwa.
That's why the quote was closed. You should have stopped there where it was closed. Umoshe pagla, therefore. Emotional. Therefore, indoda maitini, my pangele.
Oh.
Back to work.
You.
Back to work, no.
You kshiye unjalo.
Right. Ambo pangele.
Yeah.
Wenze nyimali.
Ay.
Open the boy.
Ingxaki ayikho. Hayi. Dada. Goduka. Uyo pangele. Bafika empangelweni. Uthathe leyo mali. Yeah. Uhambe uye chisa nyama. Usihlalele mntase. Usiphuzele uke. It must onxilile. Kancinci nje. Ubuyele ekhaya. Yeah, ufike ulale.
Olalalani. Why are you sleeping?
Angithi wena udikwe.
Indoda ayilali. 24-hour days. Ulalele. Siqala lapho. Why?
Ifanele angithi diniwe nje.
Indoda ayidinwa. What do you mean? Hmm?
I stereotype girl.
When
you are dinner nje.
Okay. It's Black Women's Month. Next.
I
still got 12 more hours. And then next month, Black Women's Heritage Month. Then, you know, we can start over.
Black Women's Heritage Month. Hey!
And then October is Black Women's Rest Month. You understand? November is Black Women's Preparation Month. And then December is Black Women's just Jubilation Month. See again.
So every month in J.
Black woman.
I get dada. Kona banye abafan jendo. No end in the clear and funding. eke wena ufuna nje loyo ke
yes
ozawuthi hay every day is your day as long as wena u happy ukuba nam nam ndi happy yeah
yeah abantu bafana nabantu bafana nam
andiva
Oh, okay. Okay, I was about to say that that doesn't sound like me.
Bafana njani nawe?
Okay.
Jeez.
No, yeah,
yeah. You?
Look, if your sexual don't libido is linked to
e-wallet, e-wallet.
Solution. Back to work. Reverse amdas. Why are you parking your car?
Oh, and yakho libido ayikho connected ne iwa.
We connected ne iwa evela kuwe. So, back to work.
I am a double standard.
One thing about me, I love a good double standard. In favor of black women.
Yo.
Back to work, reverse and that. Please.
Alam nage. 12 years closer into it. Yeah. Ishuma nambili.
Okay.
Yeah. Kwenza kalantoni.
Oh, namhlanje.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. No, today is, it's a conversation just between us as women. Yekin.
Spume?
Yekin. Puman. I don't even think you want to observe. Yeah. Yekin. Yekin.
Yes,
No, the thing is, the conversation today is a trigger for us as women as well. So, how did you find out that you were either underpaid or that you were undercharging? Trigger. Not the when. How?
So, kuluma ngabafazi abanjani apa?
Abaphanga la.
P.
Anyway. It's in the email and the invoice yomuntu. Okanye isalary zabantu. Like, oh.
So, kuluma nge 9 to 5 apa?
9 to 5. As well as those who have their own businesses that they were undercharging.
Oh.
9
to 5.
5 to
9. Ne 5 to 9.
Yeah.
Ne
5
to
9 apa? Ilapa. How did you find out? Okanye operati. But you know, we're going to Paris next month. Utinjan, this is some 7-1. Hmm? There are also 7 in your own thing. You don't have to listen to the same thing.
Oh, they are over. They are over.
You understand?
Yeah. Gender inequality.
Yeah, Ibona.
M7s.
Gender pay care.
And the Guzula. Yeah, Ibona. Gender pay care. Hi. Leona Suila Lel.
Uy, mame.
So, pull up.
Yes.
Duville.
Yes.
Duville.
On your prati, but hey, that's it. Uy, for many salad, it's a kalogayam. Oh,
it's a very important conversation that must happen. Ah, no, no, no.
Very, very important.
And you have woman, I'm saying. And you have woman. Hey, Bong Tusi.
It's okay. It's okay. And of course, the feel good sing along mix is happening Wednesday. So come feel through. Good. 1 o'clock. Good. It's all about feeling good.
Hi.
Yeah.
Not your Nino Kwan.
Hey.
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 Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Talking about misconceptions, talk about stereotypes regarding his desire. Hence the hashtag, men are not sex robots. He's not always just ready. No. Just like female counterparts, he also needs to be in the mood or prepared for it. Actually, I closed that article. It has some interesting things to say. Oh, man. Anyway, as a man, what say you? Because it's also a conversation that you also need to stamp so that we learn about your emotional makeup, your mental as well, right? So that tomorrow, there's no, at least there's an understanding. No, but honestly speaking, come on. He may not say I have a headache. Maybe what I need to do is just to make him find a way to tell me so that I don't feel rejected as his partner and so forth, right? Tsepo, wena?
Hi, Prati, na strategy sagasa go tena down sex. Re go shebe English Premiership, you know, whiskey ke tie block wa na mo iluti ngona because if I can turn it down ka conversation, hey, I ta go polish the whole month. Are ya, sa o pula ore. Hey, ui ma Prati.
Yeah, you see? Tsepo alludes to the very same thing that I spoke about earlier on. Lali?
You need to communicate with your sex partner or your partner, you know? Let them know your sex drive. Let them understand you sexually. So, yeah, I understand each other. We have the same appetite. our sex drive is just there, and like it's good for our relationship because that's what we both want. We sat down and discussed it, and everything is now perfect.
I would have loved to have spoken to you live on air because I'd have asked you, how did you start that conversation? Because that's also very important, hey? Olan.
Sure, Prati.
Sure.
Now, the misconception is created by Amajita Vele because.
Oh.
Amajita Mfetu Zakolo Mogutazini, Mangagbam, and Zoguenzan. No guy is ever honest and saying, Uguti, I menagune in Kati Lang Fia Corner. Ingazizwa ngendaba zokuzocansi kodwa guys nje sihamba sikhuluma nje sikhohlisa abogelo ukuthi ne mina ngama kubamba ngizokuvithiza yabona inkinga yileyo yabona we send out the wrong messages ukuthi we forever ready
la
straden and we don't tell the truth, you know.
I would have said it better.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.